there's this young girl named Daniela, and I was in Mexico, and I tell my daughter this all the time. I said, baby, thank you for letting me go. She's 16. I got four kids. I know I look so young, but there were three in college. four of them, three of them out there, one in high school now. And I tell her, thank you for letting dad go. Because of you, these kids are walking. Because of you, these people got their eyesight back. Because you let me go. Because you let your dad go. And I show pictures of kids that got healed. And she cried when she seen Daniela. Because Daniela looked so cute, I want to be Angelina Jolie and take the little child home with me. I was in Mexico, and they're feeding me lasagna. Come on, I'm in Mexico. Give me an enchilada. Give me a taco. I don't want lasagna. So I went over there, and I'm like messing with my fork. My wife tells me I'm so obvious when I don't like the food, I just start moving it around. I'm not doing that here. I love the red chili. The green chili, too, but I think my favorite's red. My favorite's red so far. See, I forget the two places I went, but they were good. I think. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking forward for tonight, too. We'll find someplace, right? Anyway, praise God. But I'm over there eating, and I have my jacket off, and I feel someone on the back of my shirt crying and crying and crying. About a 12-year-old girl named Daniela, and she's just crying and crying and crying on the back of my shirt. And I look at her, and I go, what's going on? I just hug her. What's wrong, Mama? I'm just hugging her. And the pastor said, let me tell you her testimony. When you prayed for her in the line, you didn't even touch her. You just stand in front of her. Water pushed her over. A waterfall pushed her over, and that waterfall gently laid her on the floor. No catcher was there. She gently laid her on the floor. That water covered her nose from back to nose on the floor, and it became oil. Then it became hot. She suffered from scoliosis. She had crooked legs and crooked back. The minute she was in the ground, you know, she always wanted to be a ballerina, but she could never do that. The minute she couldn't take the heat because it got extremely hot, she jumped out of it like you jump out of a dream. We've all been there. And her body snapped and snapped. And on Sunday, I'll show you the pictures. And God healed her. I have an x-ray of her back crooked on a Tuesday. The next Tuesday, I have an x-ray of her back straight and everything. Not only her back, but everything in there. She cried. And the reason I'm sharing this testimony, because she looked at me and she goes, thank you. I will never forget that David Yanez came to Tula, Mexico to pray for me and make me whole. It touches you when you see that stuff. And that's what drives me. That's what drives me is when I see that. But let me tell you, just to finish up with Daniela there. I always wanted to be a ballerina, right? I get a picture from her mom. I adopted her in faith. I send her support. I send her Christmas and birthday things. Whenever I'm in Mexico, I go to dinner at their house. Because she's part of what we do. Her testimony has been shared, and people have been healed from scoliosis hearing it. In San Diego, a girl ran out after I showed the pictures. She ran out from the conference room to the bathrooms, and her clothes are on the floor. Her mom's chasing her, finds her in the stall, and she's like banging on the stall. What's wrong? What's wrong? She goes, Mom, my body's on fire. She had scoliosis and got healed in that bathroom. A young girl in Hawaii jumped up and said, I'm going to be your Daniela in Hawaii. And she had cast, those, you know, the ones that are the air ones that you can take off all over her body. She started taking them all off. I prayed for her. She hit the ground. She got up, took the rest of the cast off. God healed her right there. So when you ever think of it, just pray for Daniela if it comes up in your mind and your spirit. Because I'm guarding her because she's part of this. I'm testifying about her. Well, Daniela, I got a picture from her mom with her in her little ballerina outfit. Not only was she in ballet now, but you see, you never miss anything when you're with God. You're never behind. When you finally get to where you're supposed to be, you're going to be far ahead of where you thought you were going to be. Amen? She is the lead ballerina. Girls that have been doing this for 7 years is now following her. God is good. God is good. Amen? God is a good God? Amen. Well, I want to talk to you today, just if I could, about compassion miracles. It's been a blessing to travel and to preach in different places and see how God moves. But the most amazing stories I've seen God do is people that have been in the services that I'm at and they talk about compassion. I preach about compassion, and the next day, they have that compassion, and they're bringing people to the services, and friends and families are being healed. Compassion miracles. You know, compassion moved Jesus. Amen. It moves God. When you show compassion, two things are going to happen. Salvation and healing. Amen. Let's just look in the Bible real quick to, I believe it's Mark 2:4. And we all know this story, and I can paraphrase it, but I'm going to read it just because we need the word out there. Amen. It's a story about the man being lowered in the roof. Y'all remember that? Yes. It says, and Jesus entered the Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there were no room to receive them, no, not so much about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And then came unto him, bringing one sick of palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him, they pressed. They uncovered the roof where he was, and they broke it up, and they let the man down by the bed wherein the sick of palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto them, sick of palsy, thy sins be forgiven. And then, but there were certain other scribes sitting there, reasoning in their hearts, why does this man say blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but only God? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned this themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye in their hearts? Where it is easier to say the sick of palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed, and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way. And immediately he rose up, took the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, glorifying God, saying, we never saw it of this fashion. Amen. Amen.
Hi, this is David Gannon. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Will you have compassion? You're going to move on someone else's behalf. See, this man could never, ever, ever on his own power, he is paralyzed. That's what palsy is, it's paralytic. He could never get in there. And everybody was jammed in that place, they could never get in. But when you have compassion, you make a way. You make a way to get someone into the house of God, to get someone under the anointing. Either you go pray for them or you take them somewhere that they can pray. These four people tore a roof off, lowered him, destroyed property, lowered him in front of the Jesus, and Jesus was amazed by their compassion, their determination, their heart for their fellow man. And it moved him. And what are the two things that happened? Healing happened and salvation happened. When I was in Africa, I was in Nairobi. Now, I tell you what, I don't go to the pretty places. I wish I did. I mean, Hawaii is the best pretty place I've ever go to. That's really the best place. And I thank God for that. But when I go missions, I'm in the slums. I mean, I'm in Peru. I was at the slums preaching. I wasn't in the nice, beautiful, I only preached at one beautiful place, and that was in Central City. That was it. But other than that, I'm going where Jesus would have gone. Amen? I mean, I have hundreds and hundreds of thousands, but I have hundreds, and I have maybe 1,000. And that's good. I'm just doing what God's telling me to do. God will add the increase if I'm faithful. If I'm faithful, God will add to it. So I'm over there preaching in the slums in Nairobi. I preached the sermon. I said, if you know someone sick, bring them. Bring them. Then I'm talking about tomorrow night. Where these five little girls, run into our house, because where I'm preaching is like an old coffee mill. So it's now like the ghetto. It's where people live and stuff. They live in the housing there. They run into a woman's house. They grab a little girl that's eating off the dining table, straight to the pulpit, and throw her at my feet. And I looked at her, I'm like, what's this? They go, she's deaf, heal her. Five friends. I think the girl was probably about 7 or 8. Her friends were between that age and 12. And they go, we love her, but she can't hear. I'm like, okay, let's pray. So my ministry team, all my ministers jumped on this poor girl. I'm like, oh, Lord. It's like they're doing it. So I'm just standing there watching. And I could see her starting to mimic some of the words. I was like, I snapped my fingers, told them to step back. But God's already healed her. And then I talked to her, and she could hear me. And we talked to her in Swahili, and she could understand what we're saying. She didn't understand much English, but she understood Swahili. And we're going back and forth. So I know, I actually know more Swahili than I know Spanish. I know that's sad. But yeah. So I'm like, we're talking to her, and then I'm like, okay. Well, as we're talking to her, guess who comes up behind us? Mama. You do not take a child from a Kenyan mama's table. This mama comes up and said, who took my daughter? I looked at her and I pointed at the girls. And the girls pointed back at me. I'm like, no. And mama about to get violent there. And I said, wait, mom, calm down. I go, your baby is healed. She said, impossible. She's been deaf since she was born. I go, no, God has performed a miracle. And she goes, impossible. I go, wait, just stay there. And I go over there and whisper to one of the pastors in Swahili. I whisper to him to have her say, mama. So he goes and he stands about from here to my sister right here, and he whispers to her to say, mama. And she looks up and she goes, mama. Mama hit the ground. It was not the Holy Ghost. So I go over there, and they're like, what do we do? I go, it's fine. She'll come up. Guess what? Mama gave her heart to the Lord. Whenever you show compassion, whenever you are the one that shows compassion, God's going to heal someone. God's going to save someone. It's proof right there. Well, I was always told this, like, that was one of my first trips, actually, to Kenya. I was back in Kenya just a couple years back, and when I was out there, my driver kept telling me about the food there and everything, and I go, yeah, I've been here a couple of times. He goes, but have you ever had the free-range chicken? I go, no, I don't think so. He goes, the ones in the ranch areas. I go, you know, up there in the jungles? Yeah, those are the ranch areas. If you ever go there, ask for a cuckoo. A cuckoo, yeah, like cuckoo. It's the best chicken you ever have. I go, okay. So I'm over there preaching. I'm weak here in Nairobi, then I go over to Kisumu. But I'm telling you, the place I go, it's really not a nice name, but I'll tell you the name, and I'm thinking, is there anything that could come good out of this place? It's called Kakamega. I'm telling you, it's spelled with a K. And I'm like, is there anything good that can come out of a place called Kakamega? So anyway, I preached there for a week, and it's hard to share that name, especially in America. You just kind of like, what? Are you joking? No, it's real. It's a real place. But sweetest people there. And I'm over there, and we're pulling up into a little ranch house, like kind of like a farmhouse. I see all these little chickens running. A little thin for me, but they're still running around. I wonder if that's the free-range chicken. Is those the cuckoos? So I go in there, and they do something we don't do in America. They feed you before you preach. I'm like, no, we don't want to do that. I don't need to eat before I preach. So I'm over there, and they put I'm always asked, what's that? They go, mutton. I'm like, okay, I'll take some. And they go, what's that? And they go, oh, it's cuckoo. Ooh, cuckoo. Yes, I have a little bit more of that. Thank you. And I go over there, sit down, and I'm like, eating the toughest thing in my life. It's like a tire. I'm like trying to bite through it. But it tastes so good. And I finally got it eating it. I'm like, I don't care how long I'm chewing it, it's just so good. So finally I go up and preach and stuff, and I minister. But there's this young lady there. This young lady comes up to me and says, please, doctor, don't leave. I have a friend that really needs to be healed. She can't walk. Her back's hurting her. She can't walk because of her legs. Her whole body's in pain. Please don't leave. She's coming. I go, okay, I'll wait. We ain't got some more cuckoo. But when I was leaving, I told everybody, thank you for having me for the first day. I'll see you tomorrow. And whoever made that wonderful cuckoo dish, it was beautiful. I went, right? Well, that young girl never came back with her friend, never seen her friend, so we had to leave. We had to go to another church to go preach in the evening. So come back the next afternoon to go ahead and preach again. But guess what? I don't see any cuckoos running around. They're all gone. I'm like, where all the chicken go? So I go inside the little room I'm like, I'm ready for lunch this time. I don't care if I preach. I'm going to eat some more cuckoo. So I'm walking in, and Bishop Logano's there, and he looks at me, and he goes, boy, you made a mess. I'm like, what? 15 women there. With 15 dishes of cuckoo. He goes, I'll leave you to your mess. And he leaves. And I'm like, oh. They go, we want to know who cooks the best cuckoo. I'm like, oh man, I felt so bad. All those little chickens are dead because of me. I'm like, oh my goodness. So I get my plate and they don't want me to just serve. They want me to taste it and go to the next one. Taste it and go to the next one. Taste it and go to the next one. And by the time I got to the third ones, I'm like, oh, your sacrifice is worth it, little chickens. God will reward you in heaven. It was so good. So at the end, I just said, you're all made the best. You're all wonderful. And they all like that. And then I could have to be political and have to be political. So I went over there and I preached again. And that young lady came to me. No, don't leave. You need to go and wait. I'm gonna go get my friend. I'm like, okay, no problem. And she goes, go get some more cuckoo. I'm like, sure. I went over there, got some more cuckoo, and sitting down afterwards eating. Well, do you know what this girl did? She doesn't have a driver's permit, a license, or anything. She stole the ministry vehicle, our Jeep. My driver comes in, hey, did you tell the girl she could use the Jeep? I'm like, which girl? The one that wants you to pray for the girl. No. Well, she just drove off with our Jeep. She said you wanted the keys. I go, I didn't ask her for the keys. No, I didn't. And she took off with the Jeep. But you know, sicknesses and just being depressed will keep you away from where you need to be. It'll keep you away. You know, when you get to that point, you need to reach out. You need to come into the house of God. You need to visit with a couple of people, have coffee, whatever, but get yourself out of that doom and gloom. God has good things to give you. You're just going through a little battle right now. God wants to push you through it. You're going to get past it, you know, in Jesus' name. You will.
Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
Her friend was in the doom and gloom. Was it returning calls? Was it coming to the services? She was in a pity party and by herself, and she was in pain. This young woman knew there was a man of God there working to do miracles and knew if she could just bring her friend, God would heal her. She would not open the door for her friend. So guess what her friend did? She reminded me of this story. She went through her window and crawled through her window, went, dressed her friend, and her friend is taller than me, and this young girl's this small, dragged her to the ministry Jeep, and just hijacked her and took her to the service. And in Kenya, when you go to Kenya, if you're eating and stuff, when you're done, they come and wash your hands. They'll come in, they put soap in your hands, and they'll rinse your hands and everything and wash it for you. So she comes in, rinses my hands. She goes, come on, Pastor, time to pray. Put the cuckoo down. I'm like, okay. And I just follow her. And then she takes me to her friend, and she's like holding her friend. Okay, Pastor, I can't hold her any longer. Just pray as quick as you can. And I'm just smiling. I'm laughing. And I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. And I go, you can let her go. And she goes, seriously? I go, God's already healed her. Your faith has made her whole. She's fine. And she lets her go. And I said, give me your hands, Mama. And she looks at me, and I could see that spirit leaving that was gripping her. I said, leave her and never come back. According to Nahum 1:9, it shall not return a second time. Amen. And she just grabbed my hand. And when she grabbed my hand, her body popped. Her legs popped. And God had healed her. And she gave her heart to the Lord. Compassion. That girl had compassion. That girl had compassion to see that her friend healed. We have to have that same compassion for the people that we minister to. Well, the pastor was standing right beside me, And he was amazed. He goes, "Ah, this is so amazing. I never seen that." I'm like, "Yeah, isn't God good?" And then he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, you know, do you need anything, Pastor?" And he goes, "Oh, I have a little, you know, I can't feel my body." I'm like, "What?" "Oh, from like here down the middle on this side, I've never felt this side of my body." I go, "And we've been together for what, a week, and you're just telling me that now?" "Oh, I mean, I live with it. I'm fine." I go, "No, God don't want you like that." I go, "If you ask him, he'll heal you." And he's like, "Well," I go, "Pastor, look, I'm not giving you an option. Give me your hand." And he's like, "Okay." And you know, sometimes I get in that mood where I just believe God's going to do it. I don't need you to talk and interrupt it. Just take it. And I grabbed it because I don't know where their faith is. I don't know what the next word out of your mouth's going to be that's going to stop it. So I need to just take control of the situation. And I just grabbed him and said, "In Jesus' name," I put my hand on his chest and grabbed his hand. "You're healed." And he looked at me. He goes, "I don't know if I'm healed." I smacked him in the shoulder. Punched him hard. He goes, "Ow!" I go, "You're healed." I said, "Pain never felt so good, huh?" So you look at that and you wonder about the compassion that God has. You know, when I was in Hawaii, I was in Waimea up there in Pastor Sione's church. I was preaching. Now I'm gonna tell you what: as a preacher of the service or the pastor service, you see everything going on. Don't think we don't. I see everybody, how many times you get up to go to the restroom? How many times you go get some water? How many times you sit up and you move around to two different chairs? I see it all. So I seen this man in the back. He's hearing me preach and he leaves. He owned a restaurant. He was the pastor's, the wife of the pastor, Margaret. It was her cousin. And she invited him to come get prayed for. Well, he ran, had a mercy at his restaurant, came back. I'm still preaching, left again. But God will love you and touch you no matter what. Amen? Amen. So he left three times. Well, the finished, started to pray. He came in, left. About middle of 100 people. Still, he came in. He left. He has no patience, this man. And finally, he got to the end of the line. So I went over there, and right when he's about to walk off, I grab his wrist. I go, "Oh, no, no." I go, "You want something, but you don't know how to ask for it. What is it?" He goes, "I just need prayer." I said, "Fine." I just laid hands on him. He didn't fall out or anything. He just fell back a few steps. He don't need to fall out. You know, everybody's body acts differently when the presence of God touches it. So I walked off and went back to pray for other people. Well, 6 months later, I'm back at the same church. And guess what? He's doing the same thing. I'm preaching and running out, running back. And then finally, he's at the end of the line, and he's standing there. He goes, "I'll wait this time." He smiles at me. "Well, thank you." And I finally get to him, like three people. "You better wait." And I just went, finished praying for three, and I go, "What do you need?" He goes, "This time it's my back." "Okay." I go, "Where's it at?" And I put my hand on his back. And God, this time he fell out. And they caught him and stuff. And I went and sat with my friend, Ed. Ed drove 3 hours to come to service because he was in service 5 days ago where I was preaching. He said, "I just had to come and tell you, Brother Yannis, God healed me." I'm like, "Great, Ed, what did God heal you of?" He goes, "I had MS. He goes, I went to the doctor after you prayed. He wrote in the charts, no more MS. Full remission." Yes, God can heal MS. Yes, God can heal Parkinson's. In that same service, a lady who came from Phoenix, I was about to lay my hands on her for the third time. She stopped me, grabbed my hands. She goes, "Dr. Yannis, I remember the first day you prayed for me. I remember the second day. I remember everything to getting on the plane and coming here. Jesus has lifted the cloud. I am healed." God healed her. So finally, I finished talking with Ed, and I'm just taking pictures with him and laughing. You know, just I'm trying to keep my personality. Is how I preach. It's how I pray. I smile. I pray for people. I enjoy it. If there's times you got to get serious and real strong, but you know, most of the time I'm enjoying it. And so I went over there, and then Margaret, I call her Mom. I go, "What's I go, "Mom, what?" And she goes, "You wait there. He's going to come tell you something." And then she keeps pushing her cousin, go over there. He goes, "No." He goes, "Go tell them what God has done for you." And he walked up to me and he goes, he could barely talk, very strong Portuguese accent, a lot of Portuguese in Hawaii. And in fact, in Hawaii, they call me Portugui. That's Hawaiian slang for one that never shuts up. So that was my nickname when I was in the Navy. They go, "Portugui, come here." my name in Hawaiian is Kavika, David. It's Kavika. So it's Kavika or Portugui. And that's when the Hawaiians will have someone real chatty. And they go, ah, por aquí. So anyway, I go, okay. And so I go, come over here. And he came over to me and he just starts crying. And as he's crying, he goes, you healed me. I go, no, Jesus healed you. He goes, but you came and you prayed. God, you healed me. I go, well, he goes, tell him what you had. He goes, I had cancer. Cancer. And God had healed him. Cancer. God knows. He wasn't there at the sermon. Right? He wasn't there for the songs. He wasn't there even for the prayer line. But he stepped in line at the end. And God touched him. And God knew he had cancer. Let me read you.
Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products.